Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
What is going on, everybody? That's right, not Rick Tittle. We've got Dominic Jimenez, and I'm going to be in for Rick this week. Rick's on assignment. Or just vacation. Probably that one. Probably just vacation. What a weekend in sports, huh? Game 7 NBA Finals, lots of drama there. A massive injury that we'll also talk about. Pretty much shifted the tone and basically the entire outlook of the game. Determined the winner. That's significant. Both of the player who was injured and the injury itself. Both very significant. Huge trade goes down in the NBA. May not get to that until tomorrow. Because at 40 after, I'm going to be joined by the Hall of Famer and MLB analyst John Smoltz. He does color commentary. He does studio work. Oh, yeah, and he's a Hall of Fame pitcher also. So we'll talk to John Smoltz. He'll be appearing at the American Century Championship at Edgewood in Tahoe. Lots of celebrities. Marty Fish, who I spoke with last year, will be defending his title. Steph Curry technically couldn't defend his 2023 title last year because, you know, Olympics. So there's actually two defending champions who will be competing simultaneously. They both have the crown technically. Steph hasn't lost it. But until then, until 40 after, when we talk with John Smoltz, you can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talk Oklahoma City, talk Tyrese Halliburton, talk Club World Cup, talk baseball, whatever it might be, we can do it with you here. Titillating Sports, Sports Byline USA.
Progressive presents advice on new team drivers.
You know, the hardest part about... teaching your team to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a team to your insurance with Progressive's Team Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Titillating sports continues on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez, I am in for Rick Tittle all week long. That's right, you're going to be sick of me. You're going to be wishing Rick was back, but just kidding. No, you're not. You're going to say, Dom, you're the best. You're awesome. All right. At least I hope that's what you take away from this week. You can give me a call to participate. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You call that up. I'll see the phone blinking. I'll throw you on the air, and we'll get going and talk sports, huh? And a quick reminder, 40 after, we'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz. I'm talking about the American Century Championship Golf Tournament up in Lake Tahoe that he will be participating in. And I did not know this about John Smoltz, as just a quick aside. He tried to qualify for the Champions Tour just a few years ago. I did not know that. He didn't qualify, but he competed. So we'll talk to him about that. All right, obviously, over the weekend, everyone wants to talk about is Fanatics Fest. No, not Fanatics Fest. I do have brief note on Fanatics Fest, but that'll be at the end of the show. It's Game 7 NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your 2024-2025 NBA champions. They win 103-91. Their first title since moving from Seattle. People say, oh, it's their first title in franchise history. It's not. The franchise, all the history from Seattle still counts for the franchise. So it's not the first title. But first title since they've moved, absolutely, I will give you that one. Yes, first one in Oklahoma City. Now, there's not an asterisk. There's not going to be an asterisk. They won the game. But historians, contrarians, whatever, sports talk people like myself, they're all going to have this is the phrase. Oklahoma City won the championship in Game 7. And here's the key word. But, and it's a big but, the Pacers didn't have their best player. Tyrese Haliburton, who had one of the greatest playoff runs I can recall in recent memory. Not, maybe not the greatest, but one of, just in terms of the clutch shots, the big playmaking, the point guard leadership, directing these comebacks that the Pacers have had, where they have quite literally defied odds, where teams had never had a certain comeback of a 10 points or more in X number of seconds. And the Pacers this year are the only team to have ever made that insert comeback here. It's impressive, and he's been amazing. Now, there have been a couple games, and this is weird with Tyrese Haliburton. Sometimes he looks like Michael Carter Williams, and it's not a compliment. But other times, he looks amazing. There's not a lot of in-between with Tyrese Haliburton. He's either fine or fantastic. Yeah, of course, he has games where he's just good. But I feel like we saw a lot of that in the playoffs this year. So Haliburton gets off to a great start Game 7. He's 3 of 5 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point land. No rebounds, no assists yet. One turnover. He's got 9 points in 7 minutes. Pacers, I think they had the lead. If they didn't have the lead, it was like 20 to 20. It was close. Game's close, put it that way. And then we see the dreaded, and it hurts me because it's human nature to do a drop step to get momentum. It's just human nature. It's one of those things like when you see a basketball player or a football player go up. Conventional wisdom says don't put your arms out to brace your fall, but that's just our natural reaction, is to try to brace your fall so you're not landing flat on your back or your chest or your face or anything like that. That's just how it is. But what I will say is the drop step that we're starting to see, we see a lot more of in the NBA to get momentum and step into a play. It exposes your Achilles. And for those of you who are just finding out now, Tyrese Haliburton, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but we've seen the replays, we saw the devastation, we've seen the inability to put pressure on it. 99.99% sure Tyrese Haliburton tore his Achilles. And this drop step that makes your Achilles vulnerable is something I think trainers and staff and players need to be a little more conscious of. 3 Achilles tears this year came from that play where they put one foot back to get a little bit of momentum and then to explode, and then they don't because the Achilles snaps. Jason Tatum, it happened to him. It was on a drop step. Jason Tatum, same thing happened. And now Tyrese Haliburton. Granted, Tyrese Haliburton had the calf strain already. So his lower leg, I'm not going to say compromised, but was not at 100%, made him far more vulnerable to the Achilles tear than, say, Dame or Jason Tatum were. They did not have a calf strain. The muscles around the Achilles tendon were not already weakened. That's not the case. So Haliburton tears his Achilles. Amazingly, the Pacers actually go into halftime with the lead. When your star player goes down, there's going to be two reactions. One, woe is us. Oh, my gosh. How are we going to do it? We can't. Oh, no. Not Tyrese is gone. How are we? We're not going to beat the Thunder. They were the best team all year. How are we going to do it? No. Ack. Or the other way that they can react is, okay, this is what, let's focus up here. Halliburton's gone. He's our leader on the court, literally the point guard. He's our best player. Let's rally. We know how bad that injury was. We know it doesn't look good. So you know what? Let's do it for Tyrese, huh? Those are the two responses you're typically going to get when there's a huge injury on the court. And for the rest of the first quarter, the rest of the first half, you got the latter reply. You got the rallying. You got the let's do this, let's go. And they had the lead. Into the second half, it stayed close. And then Oklahoma City hit 3 3-pointers on 3 consecutive possessions. And the Pacers didn't score on either possession. And it just got bad. There was a period going from the third to the fourth quarter where TJ McConnell was the only player who had scored for the Pacers. And it wasn't like TJ McConnell. He had 16 points at the time. But it's not one of those situations where, oh, TJ McConnell is on fire. He can't miss. We're just racking up the points. No, other guys were shooting and they were missing. The Pacers just could not recover. I don't know if it was the adrenaline wearing off or just the Thunder playing that very physical defense, which I have some opinions about. And if you have opinions, you can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. More titillating sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick this week. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have MLB Hall of Famer John Smoltz joining me. Talk some baseball and some golf. See who he likes halfway through the season. So I think we're basically halfway through. And if we're not exactly halfway through, it's pretty close. Baseball is a long season. Don't forget about that. He goes to the MLB standings really quickly. I'm narrating me as I'd where we played about 77 games. So yeah, we're basically halfway through. It's close enough that I'm going to call it halfway through. We'll get his thoughts because he is an analyst, so he actually has to watch all the games. He doesn't watch all the games. That's just impossible. But he has to stay updated on what's happening, who's been good, who's been bad. About at essentially the halfway point, the Detroit Tigers' best record in baseball. I've done some interviews with some Detroit folks, and there was always excitement about the Lions getting good and that there was hope for the Pistons. We never really talked about the Tigers. And they got really good really quick. Riley Green stepping into his own and Tarik Skubal. Back-to-back Cy Youngs, maybe. Yeah, if he stays healthy. He's great. If you're going to talk Tigers or NBA, give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And one more thought about Halliburton before I talk about something else related to the finals is you felt bad for him. Usually when a guy goes down and they briefly zoom in on his face to show the anguish, there's pain, there's frustration. You can clearly see that he's saying expletives. Oh, son of a gun, mother trucker. Whatever it might be, a lot of pain. But with Tyrese Halliburton, there was the anguish on his face. There were some tears already forming quickly. But you could see it. He was only saying one thing over, and it wasn't a curse word. He was saying no. Going, no, 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 no. And obviously, no athlete wants to rupture their Achilles. But I think the magnitude, the gravity of the game is what was that gut punch to him. He's not going to play next year. He's going to miss the 25-26 season. Maybe he'll come back at the very end, but I highly doubt they rush him. There's no need to rush him. And that just made it all the more brutal to watch because you can see, and it's a cliche, how much this game meant to him. I know that that's a cliche, but it clearly, you can tell it meant the world to him because it is game 7 of the NBA Finals. It doesn't really get much bigger than that. Maybe a gold medal game, but he's already got one of those. I don't think he really played if at all, but he's got a gold medal already. So that really made it hurt for me. And I don't care about either team. I'm a Warriors fan. I was indifferent. I was just hoping to get a good game. It was good for about 28 to 30 minutes. And then, like I said, OKC went on their little run, and it was over. So I do hope Tyrese Halliburton comes back better than before, stronger. He recovers well, because we've seen athletes, especially in basketball, just a lot of them are not the same. Kevin Durant, still very good. Again, we'll talk about Kevin Durant tomorrow. Still very good. Not quite the same player. He's also a little bit older. Klay Thompson hasn't been the same player. He's also a little bit older than Halliburton. Kobe came back kind of the same player, but his bar was set so high. I'll say he wasn't quite the same player, but that's through no fault of his own. Just the bar was so high at the level of play. And I think Dominique Wilkins is the one exception to... he came back just as good. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to participate. John Smoltz coming up in about 10 minutes here. Okay, there was a... So it's one of those things that people just absolutely have to talk about. Ratings, whether it's football or baseball, basketball, professional wrestling, whatever it might be, America is fascinated with the ratings. And I don't have the numbers here. They're not out yet for the series, but I know there was a lot of talk about how this is so far through, you know, the first four games or whatever, a moderately low-rated finals. And the first thing everybody pointed to was the markets. It's Oklahoma City and Indianapolis. Of course nobody's watching. New York doesn't want to watch that. California doesn't want to watch that. And I'll say, sure, maybe there's some credence to that. Maybe that is a little bit right. But you know what it is that I think really is the case? It's how the Thunder play. Now, I'll say the Pacers didn't have a lot of... They have Halliburton, but I'll say he wasn't a household superstar type guy. Not yet, maybe. Maybe he is now. You got Pascal Siakam. He's got an NBA title, but not a household name. The Thunder have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won the MVP, but I'll say maybe not completely a household name. But here's my issue with the Thunder. And we see it with a player like James Harden. James Harden is a future Hall of Famer. James Harden is a fantastic player. James Harden is extremely skilled. However, James Harden is difficult to watch if he's not a player on your team. Maybe even if he is a player on your team, he's difficult to watch. I don't know. He's never been on my team, so I don't know what that's like. I can say Draymond's hard to watch sometimes, and he's on my team. He definitely makes me, you know, rub the temples or pinch the bridge of my nose. And I think the Thunder fall into the James Harden category, and so does Shai. Maybe not so much Jalen Williams, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's game is predicated on drawing fouls. Is he capable of succeeding not doing that? Yes. But I'll say he's not as good of a scorer as James Harden is. Now, Shai ended up with a bunch of assists. But he's not a Steve Nash-type point guard. But he did have 12 assists in the final. But he went 11 of 12 from the free throw line. It's difficult to watch for the average viewer. OKC plays great defense, but it's very physical. And I'm pretty sure you could call, if you're the ref, more fouls on OKC. Now, they committed 23 fouls. So I'm not going to act like the refs had some kind of lopsided refereeing. No, it was 24 fouls against the Pacers, 23 fouls against OKC. 29 free throws to 31. I'm not saying the refereeing is why this series went to Oklahoma City. I'm not saying the NBA is rigged. But I will say it's a hard brand of basketball to watch if you're not a... I'm not going to say diehard. I'm not going to say you have to be a diehard basketball fan to enjoy it. But I'll say if you're an average viewer where it's like, hey, I'm going to watch my team and I'll watch the playoffs if they're good, then OKC is not the team for you. They're just not. They play tough defense, very physical. I'm sure if somebody broke down the tape, a lot more fouls could be called on OKC's defense. And then you've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who pushes off on many of his drives. Again, a lot of them don't get called. And I'm not asking for every single one of them to get called. However, a lot more could be called. So if you're the average viewer watching it, like, oh, I only watch the finals in my team, I don't really want to watch that. I don't want to see Lou Dort and Alex Caruso, you know, getting inside the jersey of the other player. That's how tight the defense is. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Shai brush a guy off with his left arm every single drive. It's a hard brand of basketball to watch. They're very good. Not taking anything away from the Thunder. Congratulations, you won the title. I'm just saying, when we talk about the ratings and the general decline of the popularity of basketball, style of play might have something to do with it. All right, MLB Hall of Famer John Smoltz joins me on the other side. This is Dominic Jimenez, Sports Byline USA.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here. We're heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very excited to welcome in my next guest. It is none other than World Series champion, Hall of Fame pitcher, and MLB analyst John Smoltz. He will be one of the many participants at the 2025 American Century Championship at Edgewood, Tahoe, July 9th through the 13th. It's the 36th annual tournament of celebrity golf, which has raised over $8 million for charity. It will air on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC. Tickets are available at AmericanCenturyChampionship.com for fans who are interested in attending. In addition to John, there will be defending champion Marty Fish, 2023 champ Steph Curry, the Kelseys, Jason and Travis, Josh Allen, Steve Young, Miles Teller, and many more athletes and stars will also be competing. John, welcome to the show. As I mentioned, Hall of Famers, All-Stars, champions participating. We hear athletes golf it up during the offseason. That's like their thing. For you, was there anything specific about the sport of golf that appealed to you and more broadly all athletes? Because it seems like a lot of guys and gals, that's what they love doing in the offseason.
Well, I never played it growing up, and I was about to go bored out of my mind in baseball, so I got to A ball and didn't have anything to do, no hobbies, but picked up golf and fishing, and I loved them both. Got hooked on golf and never stopped playing. And golf is something that for me in my career, you know, I was able to do and pass the time so that you don't go crazy. When you pitch once every 5 days, you got a lot of time on your hands. So I was able to utilize golf as a relief, and it was a huge, huge part of my 21-year career. I think the reason everybody loves it as athletes is they know that you can play golf a lot longer than you can play your current sport.
That's very true. We see we saw Phil Mickelson in his 50s win, or late 40s win a major not too long ago, so I completely get that. For you, this is not your first go-around with the American Century Championship. How do you find the balance between going out there, beautiful Lake Tahoe, having fun, cutting it up with you know, former rivals, other Hall of Famers, other athletes, but also having that innate fire in you as a former athlete, as a Hall of Famer, where I'm not here to have fun completely. I'm here to dominate. How do you find that balance with this tournament?
I haven't done a good job at it because I want to win so bad that I get there, and that's the greatest week of our lives, you know, for what we got to do, what I got to do personally in broadcasting. It's a great break in the season. I got to figure out a way to calm down when I get there because I enjoy it so much. But to your point, I want to win. And that's the beauty of golf and competition amongst other athletes is, you know, you get to have some bragging rights for a week. So I want to have bragging rights. And when I do, I'll be the oldest one to ever win. That's just my goal.
You know, you talked about your experience picking up golf and, you know, how golf's a sport. Athletes can keep playing after their regular sport, quote-unquote regular sport, is career is over. For you, you did play in Q School to try to compete on the Champions Tour. What was that experience like for you?
Well, tournament golf is a total different beast. And playing in the Champions Tour events and getting an opportunity to play in the U.S. Open, I mean, it makes you realize how far you got to go and how far your game is from theirs. But it's a challenge, and I love the challenge, and I'm going to keep working at it. I've gotten stronger. I've got two new hips. Avoided some shoulder surgeries, which I've already had three. And I just got to tighten up some things in my game. And if I can tighten some things up, I'll qualify for some other events and feel like I can stay younger. I just turned 58, and I'm going to get after it and keep working at it and try to get a putter that works, because that's the thing that keeps me from progressing. That's the thing that keeps me from winning Tahoe is my putter. And as soon as I get some I've never taken a lesson, but I'm gonna have to take a lesson in putting. There's no doubt about it. There's something I'm doing wrong to keep lipping them out and keep missing them, so I'm gonna figure it out.
No, I've got to ask, because I've golfed, and my dad had to change his putter setup as he got older. Have you gone through the gamut of different styles of putter yet? Have you tried the anchor putter? Have you gone through the shorter ones? Have you gotten to that point yet, trying to figure it out on the greens?
I'm embarrassed to tell you I've had over 100 putters in the last 20 years, so I've tried it all. I just got to figure out where my setup and my eyes are that are causing me a consistent miss, and certain things are going to have to get connected where I only use one putter. I haven't stuck long enough with it. I'm a field guy. Like I said, I haven't taken lessons, and I got to get that part. I got to get that part dialed in. When it does, you're going to see the difference in where I play. And I know that.
As I don't golf much these days, but as a bowler who hasn't taken a lesson in over 20 years, I can completely relate to you when you say I'm a field guy and I need to just stick with it. We're speaking with John Smoltz. He'll be one of the many participants at the 2025 American Century Championship at Edgewood Tahoe, July 9th through the 13th. Tickets are still available. Go to AmericanCenturyChampionship.com if you're a fan and you want to go up there and watch the athletes and celebrities play. John, let's talk a little bit of baseball, too. You got to sign with your hometown Tigers after being a 22nd-round draft pick before you eventually got traded to Atlanta a couple years ago. For you as a young guy, getting drafted, signing with your hometown team, what was that experience like, and how was it devastating, crushing? What was it like being traded then to Atlanta at that time?
Yeah, drafted in the 22nd round, I wasn't really thrilled, but the team that drafted me, I was growing up idolizing, just had been the year before watching them win the World Series in person at Tiger Stadium against the Padres, so you never knew what was going to happen. Then when I ultimately signed and got a contract and was going to be a product of the Detroit Tigers, I was in heaven. Getting traded devastated me. I viewed it wrong. I thought I wasn't wanted, but then realizing the opportunity in Atlanta shortly after getting there and seeing what they had and how I would progress in the big leagues, that was an incredible break that I needed. So all in all, it worked out great. But when I got traded, it was a low point. And much like my career and learning from my mistakes or learning from, tough times, it defines you. And then I basically had to reassess my goals were to get to the big leagues. It wasn't necessarily just to play for my hometown team. So it worked out just beautifully and gave me the break I needed to pitch at an early age and learn all the things I was going to learn with the Atlanta Braves.
All right, you're the only player in MLB history with 200 wins and 150 saves. And we saw it play out with Rafael Devers with the Red Sox where, excuse me, the relationship was clearly strained. He was not necessarily willing to play out of position to help out replace Tristan Casas at first base. For you, obviously, I know part of it was due to an injury where you needed to shift to the bullpen. But for you, what was your mindset where, okay, yeah, I'll go to the bullpen and then eventually go back to starting again? What was that process for you?
Yeah, so the story gets misleading sometimes. I did it out of trying to help the team down the stretch in the year that I came back from Tommy John, and mm-hmm. I fully prepared to go back to starting. Had some big-time offers from other teams as a free agent to start, and then was quite surprised that management only wanted me to close. It took a minute. I wasn't thrilled about it. There really was no option for me, and I decided to stay because I wanted to stay with Bobby Cox, and I decided to stay because if it gave us a chance to win a championship and truly made us better, then I would do it. I did it for 3 years. It did. People don't understand what it could have cost me and the sacrifices that had to be made to change in midstream. But we didn't win a series with me as a closer. And so I went back to management and said, I think we're better if I'm a starter. Nobody in the world thought that that was a possibility. They called me crazy. Obviously, I was able to do it, make an all-star team, and finish my career. But it was definitely tough on the mental side of 14 really good years of starting. And then basically because I was willing to go do something else, I was forced to do the thing I didn't really want to do. But I gave it a shot. I got the greatest manager in the world in Bobby Cox. And when we didn't win a series, I kind of was able to convince them that going back to starter was the best thing. With Rafael Devers, that probably started off really bad in the spring training form where communication wasn't there. But it's different. I was a free agent. He's got a contract under contract with his current club, getting paid a lot of money. And, yes, that's a disappointment, but I was really, really shocked by some of the comments afterwards when asked if he would go to first base. And it played out bad for him, I think, and for the organization. They both were in a tough spot, and it looked like the trade and this was going to make everybody move forward. But, man, I was a little bit shocked by some of the answers and some of the comments, and ultimately led in a trade.
Now, I have to ask, we see it in sports. There's egos. So many of these athletes are at the top of their game. So for you, when you were with Atlanta, you got yourself, you've got Tom Glavine, you got Greg Maddux there, three Hall of Famers. Were there any, not even actual scuffles or disagreements, but any joking amongst the three of you as to whether who was going to get the opening day nod or who was going to get the nod in this big game? Was there any jockeying amongst the three of you, or did you guys get along like gangbusters?
No, you know, we actually didn't have any egos from the standpoint of what we wanted to be. What we wanted to do was win championships, and the reality is everybody brought something to the table at some point. And of course, Greg dominated more than anybody with his ability to dominate baseball with four Cy Youngs in a row. And then Glavine got his, and I finally got mine. And I think we all contributed at the right times and all contributed to each other's success with what we learned from each other, even though we didn't pitch the same. And then I had a chance to deliver in the postseason with the kind of stuff that I had that gave me an opportunity to turn it up. So it all was perfectly placed without saying a word about it. And nobody felt like they had to be the guy. We just didn't want to get embarrassed. You know, if you wanted to be the guy, you were going to get embarrassed by some great performances from time to time.
All right. And one last baseball question for you. I think the surprise of the first half has to be the Detroit Tigers best record in baseball. Tarik Skubal on track if he stays healthy for a second Cy Young. For you, can the Tigers realistically keep it up in the second half? I know the AL Central is far from the toughest division, so they have that going for them. But what do you see out of the Tigers in the second half?
Yeah, I definitely think they're for real. They have done something that you could say would be kind of a carryover from last year, even though I don't believe in it too much. But what they did gain was experience in that improbable run to the postseason. And when you do that for the first time, you start believing differently. And now they've proven that they're a really good club and taken hold of a division that really was up for grabs before the season started. So I think it's going to last. I think they're going to add. And they're going to have to make the most out of their young players that they have now, because don't know if they're going to be in position or not to sign Skubal long term, but they got him now, and he's one of the best in the game. And you get him in the postseason, they're going to be tough to beat.
That is the voice of the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz. He'll be participating at the 2025 American Century Championship at Edgewood Tahoe July 9th. Through the 13th. It's the 36th year, and over $8 million has been raised for charity. You can go to AmericanCenturyChampionship.com if you're in the area. Beautiful Lake Tahoe. It's a perfect excuse to go have a wonderful summer trip. And a warning to all of his competitors, if he figures out the putter, you better watch out. John, thanks so much for taking some time and talking some golf and baseball with me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, all the best. That is John Smoltz, once again, American Century Championship, Edgewood Tahoe, July 9th through the 13th, AmericanCenturyChampionship.com if you want to get tickets to go watch. Guys like Smoltz, Marty Fish, Steph Curry, the Kelseys, Miles Teller, the list goes on, and it can also be watched on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
One last quick note about the Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton. The internet, generally awful, but every now and then something will pop up and it's like, wow, that's pretty cool, or that's shocking. So here's the not a fun fact, but a surprising fact. Tyrese Halliburton, Achilles. Damian Lillard, Achilles. Kevin Durant, Achilles. Klay Thompson, ACL. Victor Oladipo, ruptured quad tendon. What do all of those injuries have in common? Yes, they were all very bad injuries that required surgery. But no, the common denominator there, Pascal Siakam played in all of those games. I'm not blaming Pascal Siakam, but the coincidence that there have been 5 major injuries while he's been on the court. I'm just saying. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thanks again to John Smoltz. Check him out, Edgewood Tahoe, for the American Century Championship. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.